With severe weather threatening across Lower Michigan today, the State Police, Emergency Management and Homeland Security Division are encouraging residents and visitors to stay aware of local forecasts. According to the National Weather Service, all severe threats are in play. That could include large hail and strong tornadoes. An enhanced risk for severe thunderstorms is also in place. Storms continue to move across the state this morning, said Captain Kevin Sweeney, Deputy State Director of Emergency Management. NWS experts say the conditions now will likely impact that threat of severe weather later today. It's important for us all to be ready for anything. To prepare for severe weather, identify the lowest place to take shelter in your home. If a basement does not exist, find an interior hallway away from windows, doors, and outside walls. Go under something sturdy, such as a workbench or stairwell, when taking shelter in the basement or designated spot. Prepare for a power outage by filling plastic containers with water and placing them in the refrigerator and freezer. Cold water bottles will help keep food cool during a power outage and can also be used for drinking water. Charge cell phones and other wireless communication devices. Secure outdoor objects that could be blown around, such as garbage cans and patio furniture. Sign up to receive text or email alerts from your local news media or emergency management agency. Plan a way to stay tuned to commercial radio or television broadcasts for news on changing weather conditions or approaching storms. Ensure emergency preparedness kits are fully stocked with enough food, water, and other supplies to last 72 hours per person. Double-check to ensure there are supplies for your pets. Check the weather before leaving for a destination. If the weather forecast looks dangerous, reschedule or postpone the driving trip. For more information on how to prepare before, during, and after an emergency or disaster, visit www.michigan.gov/MIREDY or follow MSP EMHSD on Twitter @MCHEMS.